Hi, I'm Maddie Cox, and this is Two-Headed Girl, a show that's usually about gender, our minds, and all sorts of transitions. But this week, we wanted to give you a taste of the exclusive bonus show you're able to hear if you support us on Patreon. We call it Opposite Sides of the Couch, where we discuss queer media. If you like what you hear, check us out at patreon.com/twoheadedgirlfm. This week, we get overly emotional about Frozen and Frozen 2. Be warned, there are spoilers and tears.
You know how I am very, very much into being spoiler-free going into any movie?
Yeah. I mean, like, intensely spoiler-free.
Intensely. Like, I put, I mute any word on Twitter that might have anything to do with the movie, like...
You don't watch the trailers.
I don't watch trailers. I get a little intense. I did the... Yeah, just a little. It's normal. It's fine. And I accidentally did this with the first Frozen. And not because I necessarily was like, man, I don't want to go see it. Because I'm a huge, huge Disney fan. It just so happened that there wasn't a huge amount of press beforehand.
Well, they didn't know it was going to be.
They did not know what they were getting themselves into.
I want to apologize in advance for getting Let It Go stuck in everyone's heads.
Oh, boy.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Yep. Ugh. Welcome to 2017.
Oh, no. It was made 6 years ago.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the first Frozen came out 6 years ago, so... 2014 was where you heard Let It Go everywhere, like that Christmas, and especially after that Halloween when all the little girls dressed as Elsa. So welcome to 2014.
I remember, though, exactly where I was. It was the small theater that is near my house where I grew up, and we went to see it on a whim after our Thanksgiving because it's like, oh, of course you're going to go see a Disney movie if you're in my family. and it was between that and something else I don't even remember. Maybe it was Batman. I think it might have been Batman.
Dear God, thank God you picked Frozen.
Hold, are you? No, but a good Batman. I don't know. I just remember I saw that instead of the big blockbuster that was opening. So I didn't even know that Frozen had a musical element to it whatsoever.
Wait, really?
I had no idea. So when it starts off with a song fairly early on, I did like a double take. And I guess, I don't know, like there was Tangled, but
there's only like two songs in Tangled, though.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, is this just one of the token songs or like what's going on? And to be fair, actually, Frozen only has like a few songs. But in retrospect, I really don't know why I was so uninterested. Everything about it, I mean, speaks to my nerdery. It is about winter. It had Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel. And Jonathan Groff, who not nobody knew who he was, but at the time, not as many people knew who he was, and I was all for that. But this movie starts, and I was blown away. I love Frozen. I think it is a wonderful movie.
It is great. I mean, not like I have it tattooed on my arm or anything. I'm not, like, super big a fan. It just... To me, Let It Go was a representation of just, obviously to everyone, like not giving a fuck about the things that have held you back and just embracing yourself. But also, to me, it really just felt like a song about coming out and being queer and being loud and proud and rainbows and all of the icicles and the ice palace to me represented wearing rainbows and pride and like it just... I know you got something different from it, which is also 100% valid. But to me, it was about embracing not just being gay or coming out, but like embracing all the weird things about yourself and just like, I don't care what they're going to say, you know?
when I saw it for the first time, it put me in such a strange place, because here I am. I think I'm going to go enjoy a nice family film. I mean, if it's Disney, so of course the parents, well, at least one of the parents will be dead. but I wasn't expecting a ton of emotion. And it's not just the lyrics. It's the way that Idina Menzel, who, if folks don't know, is...
Please tell me you know who she is. Please.
Please, everybody. Idina Menzel is a Broadway legend. And not just because of Frozen or because she did some cameos on Glee, but she started her breakout, I guess, hit. Her breakout performance was she was the original Maureen in Rent, and then she was also the original Elphaba, and I mean she's just out of this world.
Adele Dazeem, everybody.
Oh, remember that?
Oh, I do. So tell me how Let It Go made you feel, because you interpreted it in a much different way.
Not so much in a different way. It just hit home in terms of, I mean, it was the same feeling you had. I just equated it more with mental illness, I guess, or rather the shame I was carrying around in terms of being bipolar. And if anybody knew that, or if it was something, you know, that was like branded on my forehead or something, you know?
Do you want to elaborate, like, how exactly, what parts of the song and like how it made you feel about your mental illness? Did it empower you?
Yeah. I mean, of course. Like, just, I guess this isn't, you know, like, obviously the famous lyric, but just the "here I stand in the light of day." And, like, yeah, it's the same thing as being out and proud in the queer sense. It's just, you know, being yourself. I know you saw, and a lot of people saw Elsa's magical ice powers as coded queerness, and I also think it can be coded mental. It can be coded anything taboo or anything that people look down upon.
Or makes you different, that, like, marginalizes you.
Yeah.
Show yourself is definitely, for us anyway, and I think it should be, is the Let It Go of Frozen 2, not Into the Unknown, which is funny because I thought they were going to put, they like thought that would be the one and they like pushed it way more. Mm-hmm. But now Disney's like, oh, Show Yourself is better. You're right. Oh, crap.
And it, not a better song in terms of, I think it just hits you the way that Let It Go did, or rather it feels like the sequel to Let It Go.
Right. It evokes the same emotions, whereas Into the Unknown is kind of, I don't want to say the typical Disney princess I want song, but it kind of is. Whereas Show Yourself is so much more complex.
Yeah, I mean, Into the Unknown is still a powerful song. Like, it's a call to action song. It's really, I love it. I adore it. It still made me cry. I was not expecting to even like Frozen 2. Like, I was... I intentionally went on full media blackout because I'm like, I don't even want to see the merchandise. I don't want to know anything about this. And Let It Go was empowering, but the context of Show Yourself is Elsa has gone off looking for this siren song, if you will, and she's trying to find... I'm putting this as if everybody has seen the movie. You should all see this movie. But basically, she's in this magical ice cave looking for something. And the first lyrics are, or I'm sorry, the first verse is, "Every inch of me is trembling, but not from the cold. Something is familiar, like a dream I can reach, but not quite hold. I can see you there, like a friend I've always known. I'm arriving, and it feels like I am home. I have always been a fortress, hold secrets deep inside. You have secrets too, but you don't have to hide. Can you just read the chorus for me?
Show yourself. I'm dying to meet you. Show yourself. It's your turn. Are you the one I've been looking for all of my life? Show yourself. I'm ready to learn. Say what does the first verse evoke from you? Because I know this whole song is very powerful for you, but the first, a different part is what affects me. So I'd like to know.
Oh, I mean, this is just the start.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, spoilers for the end of the song is that she's showing herself and realizing that she is the person that she has been looking for.
Up until then, the plot of the movie has you believe that she's looking for another person, someone with powers like hers. And it's at that moment that you realize, oh, no, the person she was looking for was herself. She needed to find what was inside of her all along.
And the thing that really got me when it's show yourself, I'm dying to meet you, show yourself, it's your turn. Are you the one I've been looking for all of my life? Show yourself, I'm ready to learn. I've never felt so certain. All my life I've been torn, but I'm here for a reason. Could it be the reason I was born? I've always been so different. Normal rules did not apply.
Those are the two lines I wanted to talk about. You can keep reading, but...
Yeah, I was always been so different. No more normal rules do not apply. Is this the day? Are you the way? I finally find out why. And it's the way she is trying. She's recognizing that she is different. As in the last movie, it's like, yes, I am different. I'm me. I cannot change who I am. This is her being like, listen, I know there's a reason for all of this. I need to, someone needs to tell me what to do and who I am and what I am. It's like, there are all of these things about myself that I don't want to say I hate, but I question, like you questioned all of those jumbles and all of those puzzle pieces. And she is trying to put together these puzzle pieces about herself. And so all of that is swirling around in my head as this is happening. Can you talk about like the plot of how the song turns, basically?
Elsa thinks she's been looking for another person. And she steps into this ice cave and she sees flashes of memories. And specifically a picture of her mom, who is dead. So obviously this is through magic. Like, it's not actually happening.
It is a Disney
but
movie.
Elsa ends up singing a duet with her mom, and her mother basically tells her, you're the one that you've been looking for all of your life.
And you don't need to find anyone who is like you, because there isn't, and that's okay. That's not a bad thing.
And then, for me, the most powerful line is when Elsa says, I am found. Because she, I feel like, in that moment, completely accepts herself and is like, I am found. I know who I am, and I'm going to embrace it. And Alex is having some emotions.
On this podcast? Never. Show yourself.
Let It Go For You was more about mental illness. Does this song, because it relates so much to you now, is it more about gender exploration and gender identity than it is about mental illness? Like, what specifically does this to show yourself bring up in you that Let It Go didn't? Because you said it feels like a continuation, not just for the movie, but for me personally, it feels like an emotional continuation, like almost emotional closure.
It's in like an evolution of myself from, you know, the past 5 years. And this song is so much more complex than, I don't know, like, it's hard to talk about it without the context of seeing what's going on, but also it stands on its own as such a strong ballad. I don't know. With Let It Go, she was forced to let everything go. The reason she is like cast out from the castle, the reason she thinks she'll be cast out of her family and society, is because she has the, you know, magic ice power thing.
If you haven't seen the first Frozen, you've been living under a rock. So hopefully we don't have to explain too much of this to you.
But I think the context is important that wasn't her choice. It was of just something that happened to her.
Well, and she chose, I'm going to argue that she did choose to let it all out because she could have gone into hiding. But what she did is she transformed and embraced herself and made this giant ass castle. Like, look at my power. Look at who I am. I'm not going to hide it. Like, she didn't have the choice to show the people of her kingdom, but she made the choice to, instead of go hide somewhere, she like clearly, visibly was like, this is my power.
Absolutely. But with this song, like the whole movie, actually, Frozen 2 is about her taking agency over all of her actions. Because the song Into the Unknown is about how she wants to go searching for this other person, and yes, it turns out to be herself, but she feels obligated to stay, you know, as the Queen of Arendelle, and you know, with her family, who she loves very much, but there's just something that she feels is off and wants to go figure stuff out. And that is the big, big difference for me in terms of Show Yourself, because she finds herself, but it is everything that leads her to that cave and that moment of self-realization. She made those choices. Does that make sense? Like, she made choices that people, like, they're like, oh God, don't go into the ice cave alone. Like, oh, why are you going into the enchanted haunted forest? Uh-oh. Like, it's kind of, you know, I'm 29, and it feels like gender has always been a complex thing for me. And it felt easy after I started dating you, and then I found, oh, you're my person. I didn't need to, I felt like I don't need to worry about this anymore. I just don't need to think about any of this because I'm in my queer castle, and I don't need to explore anything further. Because, you know, Elsa says in Into the Unknown, like, I've had my adventure. Like, it's be like, I'm done. I shouldn't be like, gender's a young man's game. Like,
because you felt safe and accepted in your giant queer weirdness castle. You didn't feel like you, even though there was more in you, you didn't feel like you had to keep exploring it.
It felt like, why would I leave a good thing? Why would I poke a sleeping bear?
That's how I felt about coming out to you.
Yeah.
Coming out as trans. So I understand.
I know you do. And that's the other, like, happy crying part about it is, like, I just need... I'm still in, I'm getting to the, like, I'm ready to learn part of the song, but not quite there myself. Does that?
You're at the ready to learn.
I hope
about
so.
Yourself, but I feel like you're not quite at the I am found, but you want to be. I feel like the reason you keep saying I'm 29 in this song, because we have this arbitrary thing in our society where we think we should be at a certain point of our lives at a certain time. Like, you graduate college, you get your job, you move in with your significant other, you get married, you have kids. Like, that's just what society has, like, slammed into us.
Obviously, and we've done minus the kids, like we've done all of those things, but even within the queer community, it's like, stop. I mean, we've seen this with bi erasure as well, and it's kind of like, I'm too old to be stirring the pot, because in terms of
that's some
queer
bullshit.
People, yeah, I know it is. But and the reason I keep saying, oh, I'm 29 is because if this were 20 or 30 years ago, it's very unlikely that either of us would still be alive. We would have.
Or be happy.
Oh,
not just,
I mean,
dead.
Definitely,
but,
definitely yeah. Not happy. Probably dead. Like, the lifespan of trans women of color right now is still so young. It's.
That's a whole different.
I mean, and that's the thing is there are so many stories and so much important queer culture that we've missed out on because the quote elders only got to live to the early 30s, whether they were taken by AIDS or violence or something. And now, like, as this AFAB person, it feels also unfair that I get to sit here and explore my gender, which I obviously always have been doing the whole time, but to be able to do it publicly and safely is a whole other thing where
feels like too much privilege. I feel,
yeah, it feels like, what makes me, why do I get to do this? And also, why aren't there just already more people like this? And yeah.
Society makes it hard, and there are more people like this. But I think we're on the cusp, like our age, late millennials, I think we're on the cusp of, we weren't given that chance to explore as much when we were younger. So especially when it comes to queer stuff, we're still in this, like, this youth stage. Like, there was so much we didn't get to experience in high school that we wish we could have embraced because of the bullying and the stigma. And, like, it was just hard enough being gay. So I think, like, we are the elders now, and that's hard because we haven't gotten to have as much self-exploration.
Yeah.
And that's totally... That's completely valid. I completely understand where you're coming from. And I think show yourself is so powerful, but also I feel like harder for you is because you want to be at that part where you're like, I am found, but you are still on that path of I am learning. Whereas for me, the I am found part, it really hits home because I'm like, I've been out and I am trans and I embrace myself and I am confident and I get to be who I am in a community of friends who accept me and my family accepts me and the world knows and sees me for who I am. And I've been going on specifically my transition journey for 3 years. And your deep dive into gender exploration has just started in like the past year. So,
I mean, that's the problem, though. Not really. I think history is at a point now where it's finally acceptable to be a non-binary person. And hopefully, I mean, this is my fear. I never want to take up space where...
But you're allowed to.
We have this, but not this fight. But we have...
I know. I'm just... You're allowed to.
it just feels like it feels like I'm just too old to keep doing this. Why does it matter what I am? I know. I know. And I know you're right. And I know.
I just want to argue with you so hard about this. But I also I want you to be able to get out your feelings. But I just mini pep talk. You can discover yourself and become who you are and embrace yourself. There's that stigma is so awful and it's still so pervasive where it's like, oh, you should have known as a kid. Like, and you did, but you didn't like.
There weren't words.
I know, for it. Exactly. But like, people transition in their 40s and 50s, and like, it's never too late to find yourself and be happy and make space for yourself. And I know I can't make you accept that, but I want you to know that that's an option. And dear Lord, Frozen brought up a lot of feels in us.
Yeah.
But in a great way.
Mm-hmm. I hope that the creators know.
Oh, they know.
Yeah, like they know how. Well, I haven't revisited a lot of the stuff. I haven't. You know, normally I go back and look at all the press junket stuff and look at the trailers and everything, but it's still really raw.
There's an official Frozen 2 podcast. There's this one specific episode about the music and the creators of the music. Let me find it, because that one, if you want to see why and how much we're relating to the music, that one is really important. Oh, it's the first episode called Into the Unknown. So not the trailer, but it's inside Frozen 2. And it's where the lyricists, the people who write the songs, Kristen Anderson Lopez and Bobby Lopez, they talk about the audio and like the meanings behind it and stuff and all the songs. And that one, if you want to get a bigger sense of what we're talking about and the emotions they meant to invoke, and definitely understand that they invoked in people and obviously not just children but adults, because that's a really good one to understand where we're coming from. We really appreciate you checking out this bonus episode of Two Headed Girl. If you enjoyed the show, share it with a friend or consider becoming a patron. You can find us at patreon.com/twoheadedgirlfm, which directly supports production of the show and trans healthcare costs. If you haven't yet, check the show notes for where you can submit questions or reach out on Twitter or Instagram at twoheadedgirlfm or email us at twoheadedgirlfm@gmail.com. The music you heard in this episode is from Frozen and Frozen 2, written by Kristen Anderson Lopez and Bobby Lopez. If you'd like to hear more, head over to twoheadedgirl.fm or subscribe anywhere you find your podcasts, including our favorite independent app, Overcast, made by Marco Arment, who should buy a Mac Pro with wheels. Take care of each other and Happy New Year.
Oh, I'm gonna cry. Oh, so good! Step in your power, bitch!